It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 3:30. I'm Maria Shaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 53 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. It's looking like the Supreme Court will uphold a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks. But what is still unclear is if the Supreme Court will end the right to abortions throughout the country. Here's Justice Stephen Breyer during today's arguments.
The problem with the super case like this, the rare case, the watershed case, where people are really opposed on both sides, and they really fight each other, is they're going to be ready to say, no, you're just political. You're just politicians. And that's what kills us as an American institution.
A decision in the case isn't expected until June or July. If Roe v. Wade gets overturned, Utah outright bans abortions. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports the law will only get triggered if the constitutional right to an abortion goes away.
The Supreme Court could rule just to change the current abortion law, making them legal after a certain point, but not deem them unconstitutional. In that case, Utah's trigger law wouldn't take effect. But if states are given the right to decide, then Utah has a ban in place. And as it stands right now, women have a constitutional right to an abortion, and states can't ban them before viability or 24 weeks, and they can't pose undue burden on the mom.
But if the high court does uphold Mississippi's ban, which would ban abortions at 15 weeks, then Utah's other law banning them at 18 weeks will presumably stand. Our top national story from ABC News. President Biden says companies are slowly fixing the supply chain problems that are helping fuel inflation across the country. ABC's Andy Field has the latest from Washington.
He's working with major company CEOs, the Longshoremen's Union, trucking companies, and warehouses to unclog the supply chain bottleneck. President Biden says it's working.
We're heading into a holiday season in very strong shape. It's not because of luck. We averted a potential crisis by figuring out what needed to get fixed.
The president reporting company CEOs say they'll have their shelves stocked with enough products for the pre-Christmas selling season. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Workers in Utah are quitting their jobs in droves. KSL News Radio's Jacob Bereda has more.
Utah is one of five states in the nation with the highest number of workers quitting, according to the Wall Street Journal. 38% of Utah workforce left their jobs this year. The arts and entertainment industry saw the largest number of workers quitting. Utah also saw the largest number of growth in quits in September, according to the U.S. Department of Labor.
The Wall Street Journal also reports workers quit in the education, government, and manufacturing fields. There is a staffing crisis at Utah State Hospital, which treats the most serious cases of mental health disorders. Officials say they are losing employees, and they're doing what they can to stop it. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Since the pandemic, the Utah State Hospital has lost roughly 20% of its workforce, mostly in what they call direct care positions.
Housekeeping positions, food service workers, these are the areas where we have a very hard time retaining.
Superintendent Dallas Earnshaw says their beds were always full, even before the pandemic, and the number of accused criminals who are not competent for trial continues to climb. He says they're going to job fairs and boosting their recruiting efforts at colleges to find workers, but meanwhile, Earnshaw says it's getting a lot tougher to manage the hospital.
We are in a critical staffing state at this point.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Bingham High School is looking for a new football coach after beloved coach Dave Peck retired. Peck is leaving the job to focus on his family. Bingham High School still says it is and always will be a great day to be a Miner. You might be noticing more wildlife around your house this time of year. That's because many animals journey down from the mountains into the valleys looking for food during the winter. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly tells us what you should do if you see any wild animals.
The Division of Wildlife Resources says not every animal sighting needs to be reported. Most deer encounters in urban areas don't need to be reported unless the animal is dead. Then call DWR or the police if it's in a road. The authorities should always be contacted if you see moose or bears in lower elevation neighborhoods, especially if they're acting aggressively. And cougars only need to be reported if they appear on your doorbell camera more than once or it has killed something in your neighborhood. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Police say another car was shot at in Juab County on I-15 this morning. The tally is now 5 cars hit. The suspect is still at large, and police say they're looking for someone in a light-colored SUV. 2 people were injured by gunshots. The person in the 5th car just added to that total was not injured. KSL News Time, 3:35. Ricky Meese, some problems out there this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm afraid in West Jordan we still have emergency crews on the scene and investigating a very serious accident. It's been affecting all directions of traffic at the intersection of Redwood Road and 9800 South. Valley Freeway traffic, though, looking pretty good. No major delays. And the final cleanup of a crash at 5th South and 5th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, I have to ask. Are we going to see this many problems through Christmas?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I hate to say this, but drivers can get a little intense during the Christmas season. There's so much stress going on. We have places to be, things to do, shopping. But I don't know. It's pretty rough out there.
So many traffic problems yesterday. Yeah. All right, Ricky, we'll cross our fingers. Hopefully today won't be that bad. Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, Jeff is talking about the coronavirus blame game. His minute of news is coming up next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.